we come to our confession. And I'm using the Franciscan prayer of penitence this morning. The response to each line is, O Lord, forgive. So as we come in penitence before the Lord, thinking back on all our thoughts and actions over the last few days, weeks, we pray. Forgive us, Lord, for our insensitivity to the needs of others. O Lord, forgive. The prejudice and fear that hinders love in our hearts. O Lord, forgive. Our narrowness of vision and our shrinking from your demands upon us. O Lord, forgive. Our failure to accept change and risk. O Lord, forgive. Our desire to do your work in our own way. O Lord, forgive. Our lack of respect for those who differ from us. O Lord, forgive. Our clinging to the past and fear of the future. O Lord, forgive. Our unwillingness to accept poverty in relationships and with our possessions. O Lord, forgive. Our looking to this world for our security. O Lord, forgive. By the cross and passion of Christ, we are forgiven. Amen. And now Denise is going to come and do our reading, one of the lovely psalms.
The reading today is taken from Psalm 104. O Lord my God, you are very great. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty, covering yourself with light as with a garment, stretching out the heavens like a tent. He lays the beams of his chambers on the waters. He makes the clouds his chariot. He rides on the wings of the wind. He makes his messages, wings, his ministers, a flaming fire. He sets the earth on its foundations so that it should never be moved. You covered it with the deep as with a garment. The water stood above the mountains. At your rebuke, they fled. At the sound of your thunder, they took to flight. The mountains rose, the valleys sank down to the place that you appointed for them. You set a boundary that they may not pass, so that they may not again cover the earth. You make springs gush forth in the valleys. They flow between the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. Besides them, the birds of the heavens dwell. They sing amongst the branches. From your lofty abode, you water the mountains. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of your work. You cause the grass to grow for the livestock and plants for men to cultivate, that he may bring forth food from the earth and wine to gladden the heart of man, oil to make his face shine, and bread to strengthen man's heart. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Denise. That was beautiful. We can just picture the young shepherd boy sitting on the hillside composing these words. So, the wonder of creation. Encouraged by figures such as Greta Thunberg, David Attenborough, and Chris Packham, we are constantly being reminded of the damage which our selfishness and greed is doing to our world. And I would like to think that all of us here today have that thought at the back of our minds. when we are shopping, fueling our cars and heating our homes. St. Francis is known not only for his love of animals, but also as one who constantly praised creation and the Creator, as is shown in his beautiful Canticle of the Sun, where Francis writes, "Be praised, my Lord, through all your creatures, especially through my Lord, brother, sun, who brings the day, and you give light through him, and he is beautiful and radiant in all his splendor. Of you, Most High, he bears the likeness. Praise be to you, my Lord, through Sister Moon and the stars in heaven. You form them clear and precious and beautiful. Praise be you, my Lord, through Brother Wind and through the air, cloudy and serene, and every kind of weather through which you give sustenance to your creatures. Praise be you, my Lord, through Sister Water, which is very useful and humble and precious and chaste. Praise be you, my Lord, through Brother Fire, through whom you light the night, and he is beautiful and playful and robust and strong. Praise be you, my Lord, through Sister Mother Earth, who sustains us and governs us, and who produces varied fruits with colored flowers and herbs. Praise and bless my Lord, and give him thanks, and serve him with great humility." As a Franciscan, and this is the Franciscan cross I was given when I made my profession many years ago, creation and the Creator have been high on my list of concerns for many years. We have solar panels. How I wish that all new build houses had to have them. When shopping, we have reusable bags. Try to buy locally produced products with minimal packaging, which can be recycled, and produce some of the food ourselves. Many of you will know that I have a lovely little flock of hens. We try not to think only of the damage to our world which carelessness and greed, overcropping causes, but also of the barely paid slaves who work in some industries. I believe that every person should be educated about this lifestyle, but more so for us, because we are Christians. And as Christians, we look to God as the creator of what was once our beautiful world. You are welcome to take whatever view of creation you wish. God has given us free will. You can take the Bible literally, remembering that the first stories were carried as an oral tradition for hundreds, perhaps thousands of years, and sent by God to explain this creation to a simple nomadic people. Or you can take the scientific view from Darwin's Origin of the Species and of the Big Bang and the subsequent development of life from the right ingredients and conditions. But whichever path you choose to follow, the Creator God is at the core. When allowed, we sing, "Thy hand, O God, has guided thy flock from age to age. The wondrous tale is written full clear on every page. Our fathers owned thy goodness, and we their deeds record. And both of these bear witness, one church, one faith, one Lord." God is central to all creation. He planned it, he guided it, but he also gave us free will to do what we like with it, knowing that we, as simple children, would make many wrong decisions. So, as the glorious psalm which Denise read to us today calls to us, "Praise to the Lord, my soul. Lord, you are very great." Bit of an understatement, that. And the the psalmist goes on to describe the Lord clothed in splendor, wrapped in light. Some questions. What does he do for us? Well, he forgives us all our sins, heals all our diseases. He pulls us out of the pit. He crowns us with love and compassion. He satisfies all our desires. He renews our youth. He works righteousness. He provides justice for the oppressed. He is slow to anger. He abounds in love. He does not punish us for our sins. I might be called to question some of these statements. I agree that through death and resurrection of his Son, God offers us repentance and forgiveness of sins if we are ready. As for healing physically, I am very aware that my health is deteriorating, but without his gentle healing of my mind and the promise of a future without pain after death, I could not go on. And often he has pulled me out of that pit of despair. Does God give us all we desire? Or is it that he gives us all we need? It seems to me that the psalmist, perhaps David sitting on the hillside with his sheep, made a few sweeping statements here. But look at them closely and you will see that the Lord does answer them in his own good time. So this is indeed a reason to praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Incidentally, we hear this ancient psalm echoed in the New Testament when Mary, who as an educated Jewish girl would have known it well, sings the Magnificat, filled with joy as she learns that she is about to give birth to the Son of God. Whatever our circumstances, because of his promises, we have cause to praise the God of creation. Amen. And now, although I've left it out of the order of service, I ask you to stand and we'll do the simple creed to affirm our faith. So please stand. So you hold out your arms in the sign of the cross and then put them up to signify the resurrection and put them straight up for the time when God will come again. So we say this three times. This is what we believe. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Amen. Please remain standing, and Steve is going to play for us our next hymn, 10,000 Reasons.
I say, Spirit of the living God, please respond with fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Father God, we pray that you would protect those in our world who are most vulnerable to COVID-19. We lift up all without access to good medical care. We pray that they would know your peace, comfort, and protection. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. We ask you to give governments great wisdom as they take preventative measures. We pray against vaccine inequality and ask that countries will collaborate and serve each other, working together to fight the virus. Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Spirit of the living God, pour afresh on me. We pray for outreach here in Wirral. We pray your church does not just bring people to you, but that we keep them in your presence. Let us make your people disciples, not mere acquaintances. And let us strive continuously to do better. Spirit of the living God, pour afresh on me. We ask you to bless all schools in our area. We pray for Open the Book. We pray for more volunteers to come forward to share Bible stories with children in schools. We pray for those who have caught the vision of Open the Book and are working to encourage churches to get involved. Spirit of the living God, pour afresh on me. We pray for the people in church with us here, right now. We need each other. Help us to pray for each other's well-being, for our families and friends. We pray for healing, Lord, bringing names before you. I pray for Joyce and Jenny and Grace and Dee. We pause, Lord, and think of you. Let your peace, order, and patience fill us. Let us remember the harmony of the universe and your timelessness. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Amen. Will you please join me in the prayer Jesus gave us? Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you, Jill. That was beautiful. And I just want to give thanks for those people who have made this time of worship possible this morning. And now we're going to sing our final hymn, or we're going to listen to our final hymn. So please stand for the hymn, How Great Thou Art. And now I'm going to use to conclude the service the blessing which St. Francis gave to Brother Leo. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace. My brothers and sisters, the Lord bless you. So, may you go forward in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ, Amen.